WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood Spartan mindset guide. Ever find yourself sweating bullets in a meeting, tongue-tied during a presentation, or just plain panicking when things get a little hectic? Yeah, I've been there too, trust me. But the good news is, staying calm and focused under pressure isn't some mystical superpower reserved for superheroes. It's a skill you can learn, hone, and master. Just like building those killer abs, it takes dedication and practice. But hey, who doesn't love a good challenge, right? This podcast is all about taking that internal heat and turning it into laser-like focus. We're talking about strategies that actually work, no magic spells or empty promises here. You can walk away from this episode with real tools to navigate those high-pressure situations like the boss you are. First up, let's talk about awareness. It's all about knowing your stress triggers. You know that feeling when your heart starts racing and your palms get sweaty? That's your body screaming, "Danger! Danger!" The key is recognizing these signals early on before they snowball into full-blown panic mode. Think of it like a GPS system for your emotions. Once you know your triggers, you can start charting a course to avoid those stressful situations, or at least prepare yourself mentally. Next, breathe. I know sounds cliche, but seriously, deep breathing is like the ultimate stress buster. When pressure mounts, our breathing gets shallow and rapid. This throws our entire system into overdrive. So, take a moment. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this a few times, and you'll start to feel those anxiety levels drop. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Speaking of systems, routines are your best friend. Ever notice how athletes have pre-game rituals? It's not just superstition, it's about creating a mental framework for success. Establish your own routines for high-pressure situations, whether it's listening to a specific playlist, taking a short walk, or doing some quick stretches. These rituals can help you mentally prepare and feel more in control. Now, let's talk perspective. You know that saying, everything happens for a reason? Sometimes it feels like a platitude, but there's truth to it. When things get tough, try to zoom out and see the bigger picture. This stressful situation might be a learning opportunity, a chance to grow, or even a stepping stone to something better. Remember, challenges are just opportunities in disguise. Finally, don't underestimate the power of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, not a robot programmed for perfection. It's okay to feel overwhelmed sometimes. Acknowledge those feelings, breathe through them, and remember, you got this. Let me paint a picture. Imagine you're giving a big presentation at work. Your palms are sweating, your heart is racing, and you can practically hear the audience whispering doubts. You start thinking about all those times you've messed up before, and panic starts to set in. How? But then you remember, deep breaths. Focus on the message, trust in your preparation, and know that even if it's not perfect, you're giving it your best shot. So, how do we put these takeaways into action? Start by identifying your top three stress triggers. Then, next time you feel those familiar pangs of anxiety, use one or two of the strategies we discussed. Deep breathing, positive self-talk, or even a quick visualization exercise. Remember, this isn't about eliminating pressure altogether, it's about learning to manage it effectively and turn it into your advantage. Look, staying calm and focused under pressure is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and consistent effort. But trust me, the rewards are well worth it. You'll be amazed at what you can achieve when you tap into that inner reservoir of calm and focus. Keep crushing it, Spartans. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little push towards mastering their mental game. I'll catch you in the next one, where we'll tackle another Spartan-worthy challenge.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.